Hogs and UConn, Sweet 16 in Las Vegas, March Madness, a chance at the Elite Eight for the third straight year. Do they do it? Do they win? Do we go to Houston after that? Let's pump the brakes, but also let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Razorbacks, your daily podcast on the Arkansas Razorbacks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome into Locked On Razorbacks podcast. I'm your host, John Neighbors. I'm also the host of Out of Bounds. You can catch every weekday afternoon from 1 to 4 on 103.7 The Buzz and 103.7TheBuzz.com. It is officially game day, folks, here in Vegas where I am live. And because of internet issues, it has been tough to try to figure out exactly how to get all this to work. But I think I got it all to work. So it's going to be a shorter podcast today. I apologize about that, but it's just been one. It's been a haul, if you know what I mean, man. Go Vegas, woo! Actually, it's not been that crazy, but you know, you got to make it seem like it's been really nuts. But either way, it's here, and I am sitting here at the New York Hotel in Vegas, and I'll say that with Arkansas and UConn, the amount of times that I have gone back and forth on this game, and that I have thought about this game, and I've talked to people about this game, and I went to practices, and I went to scrimmages, and I went to press conferences and everything, it's finally here. And now it's like, all right, so what do I think happens? What actually happens? What does Arkansas actually end up doing? And boy, isn't that the million-dollar question. Because Arkansas has been a team that we know has had its struggles this year. And I don't think we need to, you know, go into all of that once again. However, it is an interesting thing that because of what this team has gone through and the way that they have had those struggles, the past win against Kansas has changed the mentality, the attitude, the feeling, the confidence, the everything about so many different Razorback fans. You know, I was thinking about this in different ways too. I was thinking about how winning can and losing just gives so much of a different impact and so much of a different feeling depending on who it's against. When I look back at this past season and when Arkansas had wins, which they didn't have a whole lot of big time quality wins, but just like a win against a Texas A&M team or a team like Missouri, who was obviously an NCAA tournament team, or even in the case of a huge win, I think probably without a doubt, the best win everyone was talking about, the win against Kentucky on the road. When Arkansas did that, the confidence was high there. Like the confidence was great. It was all about everything. And this team is back. They can do no wrong and all that. But then all it took was a couple of losses here and there to make people's revert back to, not sure about this team. You know, like Mississippi State loss, or the three straight losing games or games they lost at the end of the regular season, or whatever it was, it kills this thing. And that's where the emotions have been high and it's been running all over the place. And now after a win against Kansas, it's without a doubt the biggest win of the season, far and away, not even close. The entire vibe and the entire mood and confidence level has changed so much that I have not run into a single Hog fan that feels like Arkansas is going to lose this game against UConn. At least I haven't. Now, that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that you got to believe that Arkansas is going to lose the game. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying, though, is that something like that makes you start to kind of wonder, is this going to be the time, or is this going to be the game where that Kansas matchup and that Kansas victory was just another Kentucky on the road victory, or things just went right. Things just bounced your way. You had an out of your mind performance and the other team struggled and you ended up getting the victory. Even though if you played 99 times out of 100, they would win those 99 times. Is it going to be that type of game? Or is this actually a time and actually a win over Kansas that makes people have legitimate and logical reasons to believe in this team and this team to logically believe in themselves that that wasn't a fluke. That wasn't just a, you know, perfectly bounced balls going your way. It wasn't just the other team sucking. It was truly you being the better team, you being and having the better coach, and going out there and taking care of business the way you are supposed to, because you are better than the other team. That, to me, has been this question going into UConn. I felt amazing, as you all know, and as we all talked about, I felt amazing about Arkansas and that went over UConn, or Kansas. Like, I felt so great about it. It's just like you all did. And I start looking at the numbers. I start looking at the comparison. Start looking at how good UConn is, how phenomenal they are, and how good these other teams are that are still left in the NCAA tournament, which I know we're not worried about that. But and I just start seeing it, and I see Arkansas, and I'm like, okay. But what are we going to get from Arkansas this time? They've won two in a row. I love it. It's the times you need to win. You're in the Sweet 16. Love it. Absolutely. I'm pumped up and excited about it. But can they be that team that we saw against Kansas once again? The strong, defensive, aggressive team. The team that has a fight and a willpower to be able to just chip away. To have a great performance like Devo Davis was able to provide. To have those big-time free throws and those big-time shots like Ricky Council was able to provide. To have those great defensive plays by Jordan Walsh and what he was able to provide. Kamani Johnson and Makai Mitchell doing the little things that make a difference for the team. Can we get that this time around? I think we can. And I think we'll see it. I think we'll see Arkansas be able to put together such a game plan with Musk, because we know about his record whenever he goes into a game and has 4 days to prepare. We know how incredible it is. Arkansas is not going to be out prepared for this team and in this game. They're not. And honestly, talent wise, and this is not a slight against UConn or anything, Arkansas has as much talent as anybody in the country. We know that, especially when it's hitting its peak. Arkansas has as much talent as anyone in the country, more so than even UConn. So they got the preparation. They got the coaching. I still give Arkansas the edge. Just, I mean, again, Hurley's a great coach. Great coach. I'm not taking anything away, but just I give the edge to Mus. I think Arkansas's got the players. So what's keeping them? What's stopping Arkansas from winning this game against UConn? What's stopping them from being the betting favorites? Because if you look at FanDuel, seeing Arkansas has been moving around from a 3.5-point dog to a 4.5-point dog and all of that. I even put money down on the Hogs last night here in Vegas. So what is it? Why is UConn favored? Why is UConn getting the love? Why are they the ones that's getting picked? Arkansas just beat Kansas, the number one team in the bracket on that side of the bracket. I mean, they did it against the defending champs, who had a lot of experienced players from that national championship team. So why UConn? That's the question, isn't it? I don't know. And I don't think I have an answer for it either, why they're doing it. But I will give you my answer and my response to why Arkansas and why I give them the nudge in this game. Is because if they have the advantage in the regards of coaching and in preparation and in experience and all those things, like if they and the players and talent, if they have all of that over UConn, the only thing that's stopping Arkansas is themselves. It's the only thing that's stopping them. Now, there's been times where you've had great performances out of players like Nick Smith, like Ricky Council, like Devo Davis, Anthony Black, you know, even like a Jalen Graham. There's been like you've had different guys step up. You know, it's been a really good year to showcase a lot of different guys and their ability, no doubt. But when you're talking about this particular game and how the season has gone, in most cases, Arkansas are the ones that beat themselves. They couldn't make free throws when it mattered the most. They turned the ball over too much. They lost big leads because they just didn't have the mental toughness. They beat themselves most of the time this year. And honestly, in this game against UConn, I think that's the only thing that'll keep Arkansas from winning is themselves. Arkansas, like if you just told me Arkansas lost, they say, hey, Arkansas is going to lose. I don't think it's going to be because of just UConn being the better team. You have to give him credit. I'm not denying that credit. You'd have to give him credit. But if you told me that, I'd be like, all right, so what happened? Free throws, turnovers, foul trouble? What was it? You know, it'd be that feeling. But if Arkansas can just get their players to build upon what they did the past game, get those guys to keep that still aggressive nature, to go out and execute the game plan that's been put forth there by Muss and everything. I mean, the sky's the limit, really. It really is. This team can win it all. They did that. It's easier said than done, obviously. But they could. So, what's stopping them? Themselves. I like Arkansas in this game. I do. I've been going back and forth. I've been very non-committal when it came to if I believe the Arkansas Razorbacks are going to beat UConn when I've been asked. And I have, this is, even after beating Kansas, I feel like this is a tougher game for Arkansas than Kansas was. I do. I really do. But it has honestly a lot to do with also UConn and not only their ability, but if you just look at the schedule and who they beat, like they beat some really good teams this year. They beat Marquette. They beat Alabama. You know, one, arguably the best team left in the field. Like they beat them. So they know how to go up against high talent. They know how to do it. And that's been why it's been struggling for me. Because even against Kansas, I didn't think Arkansas was going to win just because it's a one seed, but I still felt like it was a good matchup if Arkansas just, you know, played a decent game, played an average game. They were to take care of business. And they did, luckily, for all of us. But when it comes to this game, I think Arkansas wins. I think Arkansas wins in another close game. I think it's going to come down to the end, of course. Free throws. I think Arkansas is going to have a lead late, and they're going to keep getting fouled, and they're going to have to go to the free throw line and make them. I think it comes down to that. And I think that Arkansas is able to do a great job of taking UConn's three-point shooting out, or at least not, when I say out, I'm not saying like, oh, they won't make a single three. But, you know, they're a team that can hit 10 to 12 threes in any given game. I don't see them doing that. I think that because of Anthony Black's athleticism, and I know he's been banged up a little bit, but because of his athleticism and because of his ability to shut down a lot of the three-point shooting and have a lot of great closeouts and all of that, I think that's going to be a struggle for them too. So I think Arkansas wins this game by a final score of 68-64. I think it's a lower scoring game. I think Arkansas's defense comes into play. They muck it up a little bit, make it nasty. Hopefully the officials let them go at it. Hopefully the officials don't try to call ticky-tack fouls. And even if they do, that's fine. Just be consistent for all that is whole week, because that Kansas game had so many plays both ways against Arkansas and Kansas that were absolute trash and garbage. And I never want to see in a college basketball game again. So hopefully they let them play, or hopefully they call it close. But whatever they do, hopefully they do it consistently. And if that happens, I just think Arkansas is going to be a difference maker in this game. I really do. I think that we're going to get another game, good game. Or I think we're going to finally get Nick Smith that we all have wanted to see. Maybe that's just me willing it to power and hopefully willing it to truth. But I think we get a big game out of him. And I'll say this too. If you get Nick Smith going early, like if he goes out there and say his first shot is like a three and he hits it, watch out. Because I think that's all it takes for him to really get going. So if he does that, puts that into perspective, and he has in the game of like an 18-point, 20-point game like we know he's capable of, Arkansas wins. Arkansas wins. It takes more than that. It takes defense and all that. But once Nick Smith gets going, it's going to open up other guys too. So let's just hope that actually happens. Let's hope they get to that point. But either way, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I can't wait to break it all down into talk about it more with everybody and everything. So it should be pretty great. And I know that it's going to be so much fun. And I appreciate FanDuel, of course, being the official sponsor here of the Locked On Razorbacks podcast and what we do here and being in Vegas. It's only makes sense for FanDuel. So be sure to download the app as there you have a lot of great deals for them, and especially when it comes to their no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon, FanDuel.com/lockedon. You can learn more there too and bet on the Hogs. Chuck, give me the Hogs, Chuck. I can't wait to talk about this tomorrow. I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast and break down Arkansas winning over UConn and heading into the next game, whether it's UCLA or Gonzaga. Keeping the dream alive here in Las Vegas in the Sin City is going to be an awesome thing. So hopefully that happens. Hopefully we get to continue to talk about it. But I'm excited, folks. I know you're excited about it. And hopefully, It's going to be all worthwhile. I'm nervous, but I'm pumped. I'm pumped and excited. I'm going on like 6 hours of sleep in the past two nights. I'm ready. I'm ready. So are you. So appreciate everybody listening into Locked On Razorbacks podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on Google Play. You can also get after me on Twitter at BuzzJohnNeighbors for any questions, comments, concerns that you may have. We'll keep it going from there. Same podcast time, same podcast channel tomorrow afternoon. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you then.